The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Hi there. Welcome to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show once again with Nathan Ross, CPA. It is Saturday, February the 19th, in case you're listening to this later on at some point. All of our shows, by the way, are on the KSEV radio archive there. So if you've missed some of the prior shows, you can access them out there. And then I'll very soon, very near term, have the same pool of archived shows on our own website with more information with respect to tagging and topics with the minute indicator there. So it might be easier. For instance, if you want to look at the various shows we've discussed, IRA conversions or 401 conversions or 401 trust, it'll be very easy for you to go back and put those together. And, you know, one of the challenges I face is I'm not reading a book where we go chapter by chapter by chapter. We skip around because of emails that I get that ask for more information, or we'd like to hear that discussion again on the air, that sort of thing. So I promise I'm not trying to confuse those that do listen every week or be overly redundant. However, it's a when you're talking about tax law, it's a wide and deep body of knowledge that we can't just assume everybody's at the same spot on. So we try to back up and come forward again at times. Just to elaborate on the KSEV disclaimer, they're not responsible for what I may say or do on the show, nor am I responsible for what they may say or do on the show, or in front of the show, or in back of the show, or in during the show, if you hear an ad or two that aren't mine. But, you know, truthfully, you shouldn't believe much of anything you hear on the air from any show unless you've discussed it with your current professional advisors, tax, legal, real estate, or otherwise, to make sure that, one, the information is still current, that, two, we explained the concepts or the rules sufficiently correctly based on general rules. I get into exceptions at times, and I'll tell you those are exceptions when we do. And in fact, the exceptions is where the magic sauce is, if you want to call it that, with the tax code. And I'll just tell you, there are far more provisions in the Internal Revenue Code that you can, if you understand them, you can save money on your taxes from, as opposed to content that explains how you're going to get taxed. It's a staggering imbalance. And so, you know, it's what we do as CPAs. We're looking to help you understand which code sections to execute your real estate investments or retirement savings, using that for real estate. We tell you how to do it in a fashion that other shows on this station even don't seem to understand, and it's not because they haven't been told. I can promise you that. There are many different agendas represented on the radio shows that you hear involving real estate mentors and gurus and what I call the old school membership platforms, which I try to explain. It's akin to you. When you join those platforms, don't do it because you have to invest in these real estate private partnerships that we talk about week after week after week. You no longer have to buy your ticket your airline ticket from a travel agent. You can go online, you can locate, you can compare, you can purchase, etc. And the real estate private partnership syndication market is much the same now. And I get a kick out of hearing all the reasons that shows that are on this station, in fact, including the one right before me, I was listening with intent as I was getting ready for this show, as I do every week. I'm always, you know, I'm kind of got it up in the background until I hear something that says, wow, you know, I didn't know anyone at that platform thought that way, or wow, here's confirmation that they do think that way. And so it always gives me pause, and I think, okay, well, let's you know, try to make sure people out there understand truthfully what's really behind. And I'm going to suggest that if you're thinking seriously about investing in any, or I shouldn't say investing, although I think that word might be appropriate. If you're thinking about joining anything that requires a fee out of you, and in this case, these platforms that are in this market, including the several right here in Houston, they represent $20,000 or so, give or take. Depends on what the deal of the day is when you walk up to the counter, or if you attend a workshop, you're going to hear some huge numbers thrown out, maybe as much as $25,000 or $30,000. And of course, if you don't bite right away, that'll go down. You'll probably get in for just under $20,000, and you might get an extra year thrown in for good measure. That's awesome. If you've got that extra $20,000, go for it. You're going to get some benefits. I will help you exploit every platform in the country. I'll tell you what the soft spots are. I'll tell you how you can take advantage of them instead of them taking advantage of you, which is exactly what happens with many of these platforms. And once you understand that, you may decide there's a better way to spend your money where you get a higher degree of assistance and help. And for all the platforms that I heard it again an hour ago, going to hold your hand and going to bring you transactions, going to help you get all your money invested. I'm telling you right now, when you're in those meetings with folks, ask the other folks around you how many times that's happened. Okay, it's not exactly the way it's pointed out. And I'm going to suggest that if you're paying money, read the back of your receipt. Before you sign it, before you write the check, you may be surprised to learn that some of these platforms were the original cancel culture folks from way back when, and they can remove you and will remove you for any reason. There's no reasons defined other than in our sole discretion, we can remove you from this program, and you probably won't be getting your money back, although I know firsthand that there's been litigation happen where, in fact, members did get some of their money back. So, you know, just read what you're signing up for. It's what we do with private real estate partnerships. We help you understand what you're signing up for, and we don't wait until after you've invested. And so for those of you that are interested in this asset space, this real estate private partnership syndication, because of the above average rates of return that are possible, they're not guaranteed, but they're possible, and they're only possible in most cases, unless you're just the kind of people that win lotteries. It only comes because you bothered to understand what you're signing up for. You know what the potential outcomes are going to be, either good or bad, and that's how you take action. And I will tell you one thing I heard an hour ago that's a very true statement. It is buyer beware. And that's not just true of the investments that you invest in. That's especially true of the old school travel agent, quote unquote, membership platforms that you may decide to sign up for. And again, if you got the extra money, I'll show you how to take advantage of those programs, but not required. There's plenty of places we can go get the syndicated investments. Many syndicators will deal direct with you. in this day and time. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll pick up on this membership platform concept. I've got a few other comments I want to make that will help you understand what you're signing up for.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world, and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross. And just before the break, we were speaking a little bit about some of the membership platform options that still exist. There's still some Tyrannosaurus Rex type platforms out there, believe it or not. And if you've got an extra $20,000 to join them, you know, we'll definitely take advantage of some of the programs that are out there. They do have, I'm being a little facetious here, there are some of the programs that I could justify, I could give you some reasons as to why you might want to join them. And I guess it's a good time to mention that tomorrow we have our Be a Planner Syndication Math Show that comes on at 7 a.m. where we talk about syndications, and I'll give you some reasons and some things to look for if that's your angle when you join these programs, meaning you're not just signing up to invest in single family houses. You want to get to the good stuff, which is the real estate private partnerships, and I'll elaborate further on some of the reasons that we like some of the platforms, including the one that has a radio show right before mine. I do like to give you my own version of the facts, because as I mentioned a week ago, and I'm going to keep saying it, I never worked for Farmers Insurance, but I too know a thing or two, because I've seen a thing or two for 20 plus years with this particular market, these local Houston platforms, I've been around the block, and I know when I hear stories, and I mean stories as in whoppers, which would be stories that are not quite the way it happened. And I can remind people of the fact that, hey, seen this before, been there, done that, here's what happened, and it's probably likely to happen again. And but in any event, if you want to learn how to, on an optimal tax basis or tax optimized basis, access retirement money. This is one of the big differences between what I do and what Self-Made Millionaires platform does. The one that comes on right before mine comes on this station every day. I'll tell you how to use the money that they will tell you to send to the IRS. And I don't know. I think every listener within the sound of my voice probably understands the rate of return the IRS pays you when you send them money. And unless something changed since yesterday, when I last checked, I was looking at tax rates for a client, they don't pay much on the go forward, the next 30 years of your life. If you happen to be 55 to 60 years old, believe it or not, the IRS's most recent life expectancy tables have you living, if you're a male, to age 85, 86, if you're female, 87, 88. You have a longevity risk. If you don't understand that, let me explain it very basically. Do you want to outlive your money, or do you want your money to outlive you? And I would suggest the latter concept is what you want to focus on. And in addition to the longevity risk, we all, that anybody that's a taxpayer, is facing a tax rate risk. And I don't know if you consider 5 to 10 years near term or long term. I think it'll be here before you know it. The last portion of the discretionary piece of the federal tax budget will be zero. We will have no money to pay the totality of the debt, the T-bills that we're selling, et cetera, all of it. Again, the totality. We'll be able to pay some of it. But guess how many T-bills you're going to sell when the full faith and credit of the U.S. government doesn't mean as much. It doesn't mean as much now, but it's going to mean even less when we can't cover the interest on the debt, much less all the green spending and all the child care credits and all the good stuff that we all deserve because we woke up this morning, the free college, the forgiveness on our student loans, all that stuff, we deserve it. That's what the progressives would have you believe. And the only problem with all that is who's going to pay for it. And I'm telling you, do we need to raise taxes in the United States right now? You bet. And I know that may sound startling coming from a CPA that specializes in tax planning. By the way, we're going to show you how to avoid you being the one that pays a lot of that tax. But bottom line is, yes, we've got to raise rates. The rates have been at historical lows in our lifetime, for our lifetime, for the last, 3, 4, 5 years at a minimum, and then actually before that. The difference is, under the Trump tax cuts, we expanded the bracket so that overall, many people fall into a space that they will pay less tax, even though the rates changed a little bit. They changed a lot if you happen to be at the lower edge of a bracket, or maybe the higher edge. I guess I need to know how much taxable income you have. But bottom line is the rates will revert back to what they were before the 2017 Tax Act on January 1, 2026, which still are going to be relatively low compared to the 70s, I guess, or the 60s. And so, there's a certain amount of time here that we still have to work with getting you to a lower tax bracket. And, there's ways of doing that, especially if a big chunk of your investment capital is represented by retirement money. But if you're wanting to learn how to access your retirement money to invest in these real estate private partnership syndications, what I call REPs, which, if you do it correctly, will double any other choice you have for investing retirement funds, which includes ripping the Band-Aid off and paying your tax today, which you hear very cavalierly thrown out at assorted real estate real estate seminars, etc., where the amateurs are providing the tax advice. And I'm often reminded of a Houston legend firefighter, oil well firefighter, Red Adair, who once said, if you think professionals are expensive, try the amateurs. And boy, is that true. It's obviously true in putting out an oil and gas well fire. It's also very, very true when it comes to tax planning. And when I show you, in fact, you can take a peek at a sample right now. If you want to connect with us, go to beaplanner.com. That's beaplanner.com. And scroll to the bottom, look at the 401 math illustration that I have out there. And that could just as easily read IRA math illustration. In fact, the IRA option is shown. All your options are shown for how you can access the throughputs on the various ways you can access your retirement funds. There are no other choices. If you think you know one, please let me know so I can explain why it's probably not something you're interpreting correctly. But bottom line is, if you do it in the most optimal fashion, you will see that you can double your retirement lifestyle, your retirement wealth, simply by executing under the right code section. And I know that really chaps the aforementioned old school membership platforms, because they know this is hanging out there. They just don't have the talent, the tax talent in-house to execute it. And I think I heard Self-Made Millionaire on a show back on January 27th, if you want to go back into the archives, talk about his rip the Band-Aid off approach again, and made some comment that, well, you know, it must be right. I've been doing this for 20 or 30 years. And it's like, well, yeah, you have. You've been writing it up on the whiteboard every two-day workshop, every case study, and it's still the worst option. Still the worst option. The difference is you don't put up the other options so people can see clearly, and then you wipe the whiteboard clean very quickly, as with many other things that you're going to talk about, so that you really don't get the chance to write much down. And, of course, you can't snap images with your phone. That would be, if you were a member, that'd probably get you canceled. But in any event, we'll talk more about this 401 option probably on this show, but we've talked about it many times before if you want to go back and pay attention. One of the other things I want to mention when it comes to platforms, and again, I just heard this an hour ago, is the assorted platforms have people working for them formally and informally. You may hear the term mentor bannered about, and it has a good ring. Who doesn't want a good mentor at times, especially when you're investing in these real estate transactions? Where are you going to start? If you've never invested in real estate, or if you have, and the only thing you've got to show for it is, as Neil Diamond's song indicated, nothing but heartaches, which, by the way, our goal is to help you get past the line you heard in Neil's song there about your retirement wealth, which is, you know, just getting by isn't living. And you know, when I hear Self-Made Millionaire and others refer to retiring in 2.5 years, even 5 years, in spite of the example given today on the phone, I mean, on the radio, you know, there are anomalies. Trust me. You know, some people win the lottery in Texas, too. Okay, so I can't say that you could magically retire in 2.5 to 5 years. You can if you start off with the right amount of money and you invest in certain transactions. Sometimes you actually see the pro forma information explained in a fashion where you would say, well, gee, you know, that 3.0 equity multiple that partnership's going to get in 2.5 years, that's higher than the 2.0 equity multiple it's going to take 5 years on the number two option, right? So some of it is pro forma in advance, but then truly there are scenarios where due to the circumstances, I know I had one client that was in a transaction that generated a 300% return, if I recall correctly. It was a lot of money right after Harvey. Hurricane Harvey because there was somebody else in the same area that had units, wanted more units, saw a chance to get some insurance money to fix those properties up even further, execute the model. And so those are circumstances. Do those happen twice a year? No. Do they happen twice in 5 years? They might. Similar facts and circumstances. But anyway, I heard this mentor who gave a great interview today talk about, he was asked by the host of the show, who knows better, and this troubles me because I like the guy that hosts the show. He's one of the few that you'll get a semi-straight story on in most cases. But when he asked the mentor, how much are you getting on the deals that you consult with your members over? And the mentor responded, well, I can invest, but, you know, there was no overt compensation. Well, I'm going to suggest to you that if you found out that way, and you will, this isn't hidden, it's just not really disclosed, that your mentors are also getting, in many cases, in fact, in most cases, some of the mentors may not be the one you're working with, or it may be, I've seen it many times, will be handed an interest in that partnership with no capital being invested to serve in what we call the key principal role on the debt. And I understand that's potentially a scenario where capital would be required if a deal went south on the loan. And yet the key principal role on a qualified non-recourse debt in 20 years of my, or 18 years of my providing services to this specific platform, where I not only reviewed operating agreements, I drafted operating agreements, $500 million worth. I'll just tell you, there's not one time I've seen a qualified non-recourse key principal debt guarantee called to where that key principal had to start making loan payments. So I'm just telling you, you got to understand, you got to look behind the curtains and see the tangled web of relationships and compensation, whether you want to call it compensation or not. When somebody hands you 1.5% on a deal that is projected to pro forma, $7 million in gains or distributions or higher, I'm just picking a middle range, out to the partner group, 1.5% of $7 million is still a reasonably big number when you realize they're putting no capital in. Or if they are putting capital in, let me be very clear, they're getting the same treatment that you are on that component of their holding. So anyway, I'm trying to give you a little insights here. Read the back of your membership receipt, hopefully before you sign it. And then when you're investing, just ask the mentor point blank. There's no reason to beat around the bush. Are you serving in a key principal role in this partnership that you're suggesting meets my objectives or my considerations? And, of course, that's assuming you're actually talking to a mentor, which, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is not always the case. When we come back from the break, I want to mention just a couple things that are in the news, and then we'll get into some tax talk, and we'll be back in a few minutes here with the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Hi, I'm Uzo Aduba, and right now medical information is not regularly being shared within the research community, but you can help change that. Patients can help accelerate research by sharing their information and unique experience.
Everyone's experience with cancer matters, including my own.
If you're a cancer patient in the U.S. and its territories or Canada, you may be able to play a part in accelerating cancer research and uncovering new breakthroughs simply by sharing your patient data with researchers around the world.
My unique experience can make the difference of life and death to some of the people in my community.
It is in our stories and data that the answers can be found.
Join Stand Up to Cancer, Count Me In, and thousands of patients like Maeve, Bridget, and Joel in this movement.
For our family.
For our friends.
For us all.
The information is out there. Together we can unlock it. Join in at standuptocancer.org/countmein.
Start your mornings with the Chris Salcedo Show.
I used to live down the dial a couple of notches during this time period in the morning, but I think I found a new home. And it's why I'm going to tune in. You gave them some very tough questions, you know, some of the toughest questions that I've heard an interviewer give a seasoned politician like that. And just like all seasoned politicians, before they answer the question, they run interference.
The Chris Salcedo Show, 7 to 9 a.m. on AM 700 KSEV. Paul Berlin, a radio icon. His unique style and warm personality endeared him to so many. His endless stories and great music will never die. Paul may no longer be with us, but his memory will live on. KSEV is proud to continue with the best of Paul every Saturday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Paul said it best as he closed his show.
We'll meet again at 700 a.m. KSEV in Heavenly Houston.
Like the song, Bobby McGee. I'm just longing to be free. Take me where I want to be. Big dreams and big dreams. And there are many just like me.
With big dreams and big dreams.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Man Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And that bump music we just heard is, I don't know if any of you are aware, but that's a new Dolly Parton song, came out last month. Just happened to cross it. It's one of those YouTube things where you click one time and spend 3 hours watching videos for the next 3 hours, right? In any event, I like that song, and I'm actually adding more Dolly material. I don't know why, but it seems to comport with what we're trying to do, and I think we've got another one coming up, or a couple more here today. What I want to talk about now that I've gotten off my soapbox about membership, old school membership platforms, is the here on this several past recent shows, we keep talking about Roth conversions, and in view of what's coming tax rate wise, it's a very relevant topic, because if you've got even several million dollars of pre-tax retirement money, as you know, you really don't have several million, and you've got a number that's far less than that based on what the tax rates will be when you take it out. So if you could control the rate, in other words, tell the government, hey, here's your share. I'm going to give it to you, I don't know, over the next 5-10 years would be ideal based on what we see coming. You could start now and do partial conversions over to a Roth, either a Roth 401, which is what we focus on with our clients who've adopted the 401 trust model. And we convert what would be an optimal amount for each client. Obviously, if you're in the 20, 22, 24% tax bracket now, we would like to soak that up. In other words, go right up to the top of it without jumping over into the 32% bracket. Although if you're currently in the 40% effective tax rate bracket,
which there's really not a 40% tax rate, but it's 37 plus the net investment income or the Obamacare tax. There's effective tax rates of 40% out there. And so, you know, 40% may look better to you than what I suspect will eventually be, if not doubling of the tax rates, it'll be well on its way. And for people that are currently in that highest effective tax bracket, you know, I'm not suggesting they'll pay 80, but I can tell you that had the Build Back Better Act passed, and it still could, the folks that are making, you know, in the seven figures are going to be in, if they're in, you know, New York or California, for example, they would be in the 62%, I believe, is the number between federal, state, and local. And if you chop off the state and local, it's still a pretty healthy percentage. And so, you know, 40% would look better to you if we could do it over the next 5 years than, of course, just the federal portion of that 62% number. So bottom line is, when you talk about a Roth conversion, you have to connect the dots on the timing and the nature of the valuation that is used to calculate the tax that's due. And what I'm getting ready to explain to you is not a DIY strategy. Please consult with your advisors. Hopefully they understand it. I know many CPAs don't, and I don't say that because I want to, you know, pull whiskers. I'm just saying I have the discussion I'm having with you right now with CPAs time and again, and they sit and pause at a certain point and say, wow, I didn't think of that. And it's like, no, I understand. I didn't used to think this way either until we started working almost exclusively with retirement and real estate type transactions and clients that are affected by those. And by the way, if anyone wants to work with us or maybe have us explain on specific transactions what you're getting ready to sign up for, you can go to the baplanner.com website. That's baplanner.com. Top right link is intake forms. That link is on your screen as you scroll from top to bottom. Doesn't move. It's right there. And if you will click on that and fill out at least the client profile and the retirement plan profile, one's going to take you 30 minutes, the first one. Second one's going to take you 5 minutes. And if you want to just do the 5-minute version, that's fine. I'll work with what I have when I get it in terms of answering your questions. And then the second thing you would do after you complete the intake form submissions is right next to the intake form link, there's a schedule a call link, and you can schedule an introductory call. I personally will consult with you on that call once I have your information. It's hard to answer questions if I don't know what your, at least some of your facts and circumstances are. But if I have that retirement plan profile, if your questions are about retirement funds, I can give you, I think, enough information that'll help you understand whether we can sync up with what your objectives are. But in any event, back to the Roth conversion. So when it comes to Roth conversions, the key metric that we're seeking to establish is what is the fair market value. Market's a key word. It's not fair value. It's fair market value, because that implies the value that a willing buyer would pay you as a willing seller for your investment, given no hidden facts or circumstances. Everybody on both sides of the transactions understands what the potential upside is, what the potential downside is, et cetera, before undertaking that transaction. And within the document stack, I call it the deal doc stack, for each investment in these private real estate partnerships, you're going to be given a private placement memorandum, which is the document that we would otherwise call that a disclosure document, where assorted information should be pretty much everything that is known, and some things that aren't known, they're warnings, is provided so that you have a good understanding of what you're getting ready to invest in. And a lot of these risk factors that are identified, that's the section that you would want to find in that private placement memorandum. I'm looking at one right now. It starts on page 20. Sometimes it starts sooner, sometimes it may start later, but it is always labeled risk factors, so you can't miss it. If you got a PDF program that's not the free versions, I'm not sure, but you could do a search or a find and just put the word risk in, or quote risk factors, end quote. It'll pop up. I tell you what, before we get into this, because I'm going to run through that list of risk, and I'm doing this merely in an effort to make you understand the significant opportunity that these real estate private placements can provide you, not just with respect to your future wealth accumulation, but with regard to, on a tax-optimized basis, executing Roth conversion. So let's take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes with the BIA Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, talking Roth conversions.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
What's worse than a roof that leaks? A roof that leaks after you've spent hundreds of dollars to repair it. This is Deb Tejada from Tejas Roofing and Contracting, Houston's number one roofing and contracting company.
We get calls all the time from people who abuse fly-by-night contractors to repair their storm damage. They spend a day on the roof, collect your money, and you never hear from them again.
And the roof still leaks. Why put yourself through that? Use a contractor with a verifiable history of experience. Tejas Roofing and Contracting, A-plus rated by the BBB, certified master elite contractors with GAF.
Our experienced crews have been working together, repairing and replacing roofs in Houston for over 37 years. This work is top-notch, and the roof won't leak. The cleanup is second to none. You won't even know we've been there.
Go to TejasRoofing.com or call us at 281-251-0304. When you need roofing repairs, a new roof, or remodeling, call us at Tejas Roofing. 281-251-0304.
Okay, welcome back to the BIA Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross. And just before the break, we were starting to talk about the risk issues involved with risk factors involved with real estate private partnership syndications. And I want to be clear that what I'm reading you is not supposed to be a haunted house horror property that you might walk into around Halloween. The SEC, that's the Securities Exchange Commission, which regulates investments in our country, mandates that these risks, these specific risks, and could be others, depends on the project, depends on what the attorneys involved that are writing these syndication documents, interpret, but at a minimum, Rule 5 of the crowdfunding statute explains to the attorneys you have to address these specific 20 to 25 risks. So if you pick up private placement memorandums A, B, C, E, G, whatever, you're going to see this same list for the most part. I'm not even sure if it deviates in terms of the actual verbiage with regard to any one of these risks. I think it's boilerplate, but even if it does, it's going to be comparable. So I'm going to read some of these. I'm not going to go into all of them, but I want you to understand that when I talk about a specific risk, there's a discount factor that we're going to apply when we value the investments for purposes of explaining to the IRS that here's the fair market value of the amount that I am converting to my Roth side of my 401 trust, which think of that as a duplex. It's actually a triplex. There's not just the pre-tax. There's not just the Roth. We also have a voluntary after-tax bucket that we may utilize. Depends on your options as a participant. Depends on whether you have adequate self-employment income to qualify to put money in. But bottom line is there's three possible holding tanks, and we're looking at moving money out of your pre-tax 401, which is what most 401 plans have. In the larger company realm, about 60-65% of the larger 401 plans at larger companies now have the Roth option. They may not have, in fact, likely don't have the voluntary after-tax option, but that's something that really fits the single employee retirement plan trust, which is what we call the 401 trust. In any event, general real estate risk. Real estate investments are subject to varying degrees of risk. The yields available depend on the amount of income earned and capital appreciation generated by the related properties, as well as the expenses incurred. So that right there in a nutshell, I could say applies to every rental property you might buy, whether it's held by a partnership or not, as do most of these. It's just there's no disclosure required like this when you go buy that single family rental property. There'll be others, but not this one. Development stage returns, you know, in every case, these entities that are acquiring these assets will be formed for the purpose of acquiring this specific apartment building, if it's apartments that we're looking at, or multifamily, as opposed to an industrial property. Could be a hotel, could be a healthcare facility, could be an industrial property. Anyway, bottom line, it's a development stage business and therefore has only limited history upon which to evaluate its prospect for future performance. The bottom line, I guess, on this is that there's a possibility the company could sustain losses in the future. There can be no assurances that the company will operate profitably. Now, in a real estate transaction, don't forget, and some of the other types, by the way, we have a little thing or a big thing called depreciation that will make almost every project have negative taxable income for most of its life, or at least the near-term years. That doesn't mean that there's no cash flow. Cash flow does not equal profitability. And I would argue that in the multifamily real estate private partnership space, you're buying cash flow. You want to buy cash flow. So your focus needs to be how much cash flow comes out of this thing, because the losses will help offset some of the gains. And then, of course, if that doesn't return profitability. Profitability means you're actually going to have total income, taxable income, greater than the cash flow, because if you don't have that, you don't have gains, true gains, at the end of the day. And I think that gets overlooked when I hear various of the self-made millionaires talk about how multifamily, you never pay tax. That's an incorrect understanding. That's an amateur understanding. And by the way, I heard on the show earlier today that passive investment is really the focus for most people that join that platform. And it is, because I was a member. I understand that. And that's been my argument as to why you will not be executing 1031 tax-free exchanges the rest of your life and then get a step up in basis. You may get a step up in basis. That depends. The Biden administration would like to kill that provision. But bottom line is that this is not low-hanging fruit. These all come with assorted rules. You need to understand what you're getting into. It is not DIY. Anyway, let me run through these other risks. You may have inadequate funds at some point because maybe you come across something in the rehab stage, or maybe you don't rent it up, lease it up as fast as you think. You may not have adequate funds to execute. Next one is you're depending on management to get you to the finish line. This is not an Exxon or an Apple type depth chart when it comes to executive leadership. It's usually small teams. It may be one manager and a couple principals. And this could have an adverse, materially adverse effect if something were to happen to that team. You know, someone pass away unexpectedly, etc. Let's move on down because I want to get to the really rich discounts. Let's see here. There's a lack of marketability. That's one of the big ones. And what that means is you can't sell your interest in this investment. And, you know, until the end time when basically the partnership's liquidated. So you've got to be prepared to stay in the particular investment for quite some time. And from a valuation standpoint, that's a good thing. Okay, that will generate a sizable discount to value versus if your money was still sitting in a Schwab account or a Fidelity account or whatever, and you could go sell it tomorrow. Okay, the mutual funds, the index funds, the stocks, bonds, whatever's in it. Okay, much, much different animal when it's a private partnership syndication. And so big, big discount. The other big, big discount, and I got to hurry here because we're almost at the end, is lack of majority control. And so just to skip to the bottom line here is that there is a collective, I'm going to call it 50 to 70% set of discounts to value to get to fair market value. That's when you pull the trigger on Roth conversions. It's like if Apple dropped 30% today, today would be the day if you want to convert to Roth. You want to do it now because the dollar amount, the base that you're calculating your tax rate against is lower. And we do that routinely with these investments. Now, you don't wait until you're getting ready to sell it. You've got, you know, if the partnership has a letter of intent, a purchase agreement, too late. That becomes your value. So you want to look at this annually or throughout the year. You want to look at where you're at on each investment, and we pick the optimal ones based on the volume of dollars that you can soak up in the 22-24% bracket or 40, depending on your facts and circumstances, to execute the transaction. Okay, we're going to be coming to a break here shortly. I just want to remind everyone, please check with your current advisors and you know, make sure you understand what you're signing up for and that it applies to your situation. We'll be back next. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show, and then we'll be back next week with more tax math. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.